Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting second, the first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting third, the right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the center fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Don Hook. Batting second, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting third, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel strikes out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Dark reaches second base with a double. Morin moves to third. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is walked intentionally. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. Dark moves to third. Taylor moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark scores. Taylor scores. Gorel moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente strikes out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls who is chasing the ball. Burgess reaches third base with a triple. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burgess scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Stewart steals second. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend fires to first and has Marshall trapped. There's the throw to Mazeroski, who tags Marshall for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grote moves to third. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grote scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoke. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Hoke steals second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoke scores. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Burgess hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grote moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verdon strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Bob Friend. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grote moves to third. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Giel now pitching. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente strikes out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Foyle's now catching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Morin reaches second base with a double. Don Eddie pinch runs for Walt Morin. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie moves to third. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie scores. Dark moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobby bunts towards first. Stewart fields it and throws to home to get Dark. Taylor moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gorrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Hobby moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Bob Smith now pitching. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Hobby moves to third. Gorrell moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 4 in the game. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards third. Dark juggles the ball. That's an error on Dark. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive. Verdon is thrown out after the base hit. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.